Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Fionnuala, you had very successful balls over the weekend, whereas mine were not.
Context, are we talking about GAA here, hurling?
Yes.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, look, obviously great to see Galway win the Leinster for the first time since 2018.
Fionnuala, a proud Galway woman.
And himself as Laois, so Joe McDonagh winners for 2026. It was a great day out in Croke Park.
Isn't that a lovely couple's day out? Did you meet any other couples that were Laois Galway?
Unfortunately not, but honestly, it was the loveliest big day out above in Dublin, up and down the train. Got a Houston Supermax on the way home as well.
You're so cushy.
I loved it. I said, Doug, I'm not getting onto that train without my Houston Supermax. Anyway, so yes, but in your description...
There are times myself and Fionnuala, we have to go to Dublin, right? In the corporate office. And when we walk in, we're like, we've got to be sophisticated here. We can't let these Dublin people think that we are utter boggies. Colchis from down the country, and then Fionnuala's like, GAA versus Croke Park, Houston, Supermax, train.
I wasn't walking by. Honestly, a great service. They put on the extra train actually because of the Galway match, because it wasn't thrown in till 6. Anyway, you're describing that as a great weekend of ball action for me, and I'll accept that, but wasn't as good for you?
No. I went on a solo venture to Carrigan-Shannon to watch Leitrim take on Wexford in the Tailteann Cup, round 3. And I was like, this is actually cool. You can go to matches on your own. There might be a bit of rain, but I get to see some great young players, an up-and-coming team. 14 points to nothing at halftime.
Iffy.
Now, we came back into it.
Okay, how did it finish up? I didn't...
5 points we lost by in the end. We put a bit of a spectacle on in the second half. But I was really looking forward to these balls. But I've ended up with small balls of this Monday. I've had nothing but ball trouble.
Why do you have such noisy balls at the moment?
I thought it would be a great idea for the office sweepstakes that we could do it officially, like you see the GAA and the soccer draws. So capsules, little balls. I didn't think they were so little.
Hold them up there. Sorry, because I haven't... Oh, they are minuscule. They're not much bigger than a standard marble, I would say.
Think of a Kinder Surprise. The ball is even smaller than the toy that comes in. I'd say it's half the size, if not a third of the size. Have you ever ordered anything off Temu or Amazon or online and it's come terribly teeny small? These are ridiculously small balls that I've ended up with.
Like, how do you even make use of them now? And that's the thing, you thought you were buying what was going to be respectable sized balls.
Yeah.
And you've been let down with a wallop.
Dave's small balls is, they're so underwhelming. They're a bit like going to the Irish Waxworks Museum. Utterly underwhelming. You'd want your money back. I don't know, should I return them? I kind of want to do a couple of draws. We might come up with a new TikTok series. We might do the office sweepstakes out of these. But aren't they small? Aren't my balls small?
Disappointingly small. And you know what? You just look like a man who should have bigger balls. So that's why it's so disappointing to see those arrive. And they're not going to do the job at all.
In summary, Fionnuala's balls, successful. Mine, small and unsuccessful.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.